tonight. It's a great honor and a privilege to welcome Io. We know Io, don't we? Yes, we do. The great, wonderful, sacrificial minister from the Ridge. Yeah. Who's taken the baton from us, haven't you?
Yes,
you have. So I think I could be standing here and say, how are you doing? How is it going? And so on. But you're going to tell us in a minute. But how are you? In English speaking, how are you? You can tell me about the weather, but how are you really? Oops, there's a congregation here.
It's been a wonderful time serving on the Ridge. So much experience we've gathered in the last 3 years.
Good.
This month, we make it 7 years that God gave us a mission in Lancaster.
Good.
But we are 3 years old now on the Ridge. So it's been
Let me ask you again, how are you?
Glory to God. Okay, all right. Very well. Yeah.
Family okay?
Yeah, family okay.
Yeah, good
family
lad, wonderful. Good lad. Now, okay, I'm going to hand it over to you, and we're looking forward to indeed what the Lord is doing through you all as a family on the Ridge, the wonderful ministry that you've got there. Bless you. And then we're going to pray. Yeah, we're going to pray after that for him. Yeah. As such, yeah. So it's all yours, brother. Thank you. Bless you. Yeah, bless you. Good luck.
Thanks for having me today. I must give glory to God for the privilege to be able to serve the people of God. We call our assembly Church on the Ridge. And then, but before I do that, I would love to. I need to time myself. Africans keep to time. Yeah. And God has given me some few hearts since I received call to serve in the UK. And one of them, you permit me in just 1 minute to wear the hat. I received an appointment with the One People Commission Evangelical Alliance to be one of very few network church leaders in the north of England to represent the north on the OPC Evangelical Alliance. And briefly, I will tell you what we do. We want to foster unity among the multicultural churches and then ensure that we have an intercultural relationship. What does that mean to be able to work for churches that are led by people of color to work with people, for churches that are led by white people as well, to be able to stay in the same room, worship in the same room, serving, knowing that and being conscious that we serve one Lord. Unity, oneness, and one baptism as well, is to be able to foster that unity. And one of the few churches I have seen around our region, our sub-region, is the LBC. I want to say a very good thank you to you for what you do. You guys are passionate about mission. You love people. You love missions. And I know a couple of folks here that you pray for nations that you have not even been to, the church over there. Thank you for what you are doing in our region. I say this on behalf of Evangelical Alliance. I want to pray that the Lord will increase the fire, because it takes fire to make that happen. It is not what you find everywhere. We are praying for more as a church network in the UK to see more of the Spirit within the church. This is what Christ said we should do. He didn't say build churches. He said lead people and disciple them to me, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Look at Matthew 28. And this is what you guys are doing. This is our gratitude. And I will go straight to the business of the day to be able to bring report to you based on what God has been doing through us on the Ridge. Just like I said, in 2021, we took over from the Baptist mission. You've prayed for so many years. I was having a chat with Philip earlier. You've prayed for so many years for us to come. It was almost a decade for us to come, and God appointed us. I was having a chat with one of the local pastors this past week. I said, I never planned to be a pastor in Lancaster. I came to just come and serve to be a believer. But something happened to me on the 28th of August 2018. Jesus Christ walked into my room in a trance and gave me an assignment to do. And since then, my life changed. And I think mission from then, I began to think about mission. When I'm eating, I'm thinking about mission. And I want to love people, to serve people. And that is why God has been helping us. The reason has given us grace to be able to do what we do today. If you look at my slide, we have five different missions that runs on the ridge. We have the Sunday morning, we start, the church is open now. We have the church going on now on the ridge. We have on Tuesdays, on Mondays, we have the Ridge Food Club, which we are partnering with the council, the local council, to give people food. On Thursday, we have the cafe running. Thanks to Pauline, Raymond, and Kristen, they've been so wonderful helping us out. Each time I think about you guys, I'm encouraged. Thank you for what you have been doing for almost 2 years now. We have a football mission for young people between the age of 7 and 14. And at some point last year, it grew up to 30 of them. There was one Wednesday evening that they had to turn these guys around because the guys that were looking after them said, we don't have hands, with more hands. And then I am excited to announce to you that the Ridge Church has 2 babies now, one in Pakistan and one in Kenya. I'm going to go through a few of this stuff. On a Sunday regularly, we have between 10 and 15 people. Sometimes we have 18 people on a Sunday like that, and we are trusting God for more people to come. We have some other guys that, you know, come to during the mission, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Mondays. But on a Sunday regularly, for the past 3 years now, we have been holding, there is no Sunday that we don't hold a service. And what we do, like second Sunday, like this morning, we gather at 9 o'clock and prayed for 1 hour. Every second Sunday of the month, we have an intercessory group. And what we just do is we just pray over the estate. We pray over the church, not only the Ridge, but we pray over the church in Lancaster as well. And if you look through, we have, just like I said to you, we have, on every Monday between 6 and 7, we have a team from the church that supports the council to feed the people. And at some point, we had about 30 families coming together every Monday evening. And it's just giving them, what we are doing this for is just to be able to love people on the reach. Because when we bring the gospel, that is a spiritual food. We believe that we need to love people in whatever way we can do. And that is one of the things that we do. We support the council to be able to do this. And we've been doing it for the past 2 years now. God has been helping us. The Ridge Junior Football, we have challenges. We have a few challenges gathering these people together with facility. We don't have appropriate facility where we can gather them to play football. And we are finding favor with the council and with the government. In November, Katsumi, the MP, came to visit us in being able to help to advise us on how to get an appropriate location for these young people. They are very happy. I have 8-year-old Joshua. Every Wednesday, Joshua wants to play football with his young people. And I have some amazing team of missionaries, managers who are so helpful. I don't know how they do it, but they preach in 3 minutes. And I said, I went to the seminary. I wasn't taught how to preach in 3 minutes. But these guys, they said to me, Ayo, we can't stand like you and talk for 30, 40 minutes. Young people, they only have limited time to receive. And they preach to them the gospel every Wednesday in 3 minutes. And when I walk around the estate, they tell me, we love your Jesus. And when they see me, we love Jesus, they sing that song. And I believe when people, and the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes, they are singing Jesus. We are trusting God for him to grant us access to a more appropriate facility in this year. And we would love you to support our first tournament in the year. I got a mail from the mission manager this past week that they are going to be holding the first tournament on the 23rd of March on the ridge. So we are gathering some people together to have that. They are looking forward to it. We are looking forward to it. And we believe that the name of Jesus will be made glorified. The Simplest Cafe, we opened that in August 2022, and God has been helping us. It's a mission to be able to give hot food, to be able to give cakes and biscuits, and invite people in the community to talk to us. We want to listen to them. I've had people, middle-aged women, stop me on the street, and they want to talk to me. Say, please, can we talk to you? And they talk. And I said, please come on a Thursday and talk to us. We have a team of volunteers who listen to these people when they come to talk, when they are willing to open up. And then another exciting news, it became part of the registered warm spaces on the website of the government. Now, the Lancaster County Council has registered us, and we found favor. Last year, we received an email saying, Ridge Church, do you know you are qualified to apply for a grant? We never did that before. So I said, Holy Spirit, help me. So we filled a form, and we were granted £500 to be able to encourage us to do more. We want to restart. We call it restart. I had a meeting with the cafe team this past Thursday. Pauline, Raymond, and a few of our church people, that we want to be able to give hot meal. We want to restart in a way that we rebrand and redesign the flyer to incorporate new things, because now we are registered with the warm space, and then we believe God is going to help us to move into the next level. The final slide I have here is, this is a big one. We have about 71 member church mission in Pakistan that we are supporting now. The leadership are under training that we offer to them regularly every month. And then we have a 35 member church in Kenya, in Kisii. By the grace of God, we are paying our first visit to Kisii in May, as you help us, join us in prayer to be able to see the church. The leadership are going through the three training, and we are supporting the church there. This is a baby. These are babies of the Ridge Church. And credit to you for praying for almost a decade for us to come. And this is happening. So please, we need more prayers. And finally, God gave me a revelation a couple of weeks ago about seeking Him. Christ, the fountain of the living waters. We want to pray. We want you to join us to pray. Pray. Let me pass. I'm sentimental about it. Pray for me. God called me to do this. I need your prayers. Paul will always solicit for prayers from the church. Pray for me that I will continue to drink of the fountain of the living water. It is encouraging to be on the ridge, to live on the ridge. And guys said to me, how do you manage? I need more water. The church needs more water. And then we need the ridge to be able to realize that Christ is the fountain of the living waters. And then pray for yourself as well, because we need you to be there for us continually. We cannot do anything without prayers. So we solicit continually for, we want your prayers, and we are trusting God that He will get us to a place of fulfillment, even as we walk together. Once again, I want to appreciate you for all that you do. Emilian, you are a brother, a mentor, a father. That's what I see in you. And I'm praying for more grace, that I will see many more years of working together. What we have, the relationship we have with LBC, it is not what we have in so many places. I've been to a couple of churches. I've served with a few churches. It is not what we find anywhere. We want a sustained relationship. We want to keep praying for us. And we appreciate you. We are not undermining any of your support. We believe God has made us to come together for such a time as this to help the people on the ridge. And what I don't say anymore, I used to say 3 years ago that it is hard. It is not hard anymore on the ridge, because the fountain of living water is on the ridge. The light is there. So join us to confess. Reach for Christ. Can you say that with me? Reach for Christ. Reach for Christ. The light of God is there and the fountain lives there. Thank you for having me. God bless you.